Hey everybody, this is Loving Oral, and so I had an idea for, I kind of wanted to do a series, and it stemmed from a conversation I was having with a friend who said that she was being punished by her master by having to edge every day and not being allowed to come until the new year. And I thought that sounded A, hot, and B, fun. So I'm going to try and do that. There may be a day or two where I don't have time or just privacy to record an audio. But yeah, I should have at least today and tomorrow to record a little something. So I thought it would be fun to say that my last orgasm was my last orgasm for the year, and I won't come again until after midnight on January 1st, 2019. And I actually probably won't come until January 2nd because I'm going to be extremely hungover on January 1st and I won't want to jack off. Yeah. So I'm kind of laying in bed right now, just kind of teasing my cock, thinking about this idea and how hard, no pun intended, it's gonna be. And I've been kind of listening to audios on and off all day while I've been working, since I'm slow at work, and I'm already turned on beyond belief, so this is gonna be extremely difficult. These audios will probably be about 5 to 10 minutes in length. So yeah, hopefully I'll have like a nice series going. But I hope you enjoy. And without any further ado, here's me edging for a few minutes. Fuck, I'm already dripping pre-cum. Fuck. Oh, I'm already regretting this because I want to cum so fucking badly. Dripping pre-cum. Fuck, it tastes so good. I don't know why. Straight guys are so afraid of their own cum, like you think it's sexy as hell when women taste themselves, but you don't want to taste yourself. It's a bit of a different standard. But and there I go. There I go, extorting, you know, my own weird politics into masturbating. That makes sense. God. Just laying back and envisioning just a partner just taking me in their mouth. her tongue just sliding up and down my heart shaft. And me not getting in my head about it. So, confession, I've actually never come from a blowjob. Yeah. Oh, God, I can't believe I just admitted that. Yeah, I just get too into my head, and I feel like I'm taking forever, and like that just makes me take longer, and then I'm like, I'm being selfish, and I usually just be like, oh, that was lovely, thank you, let me return the favor. So, oh, God. Oh, fuck. God. Okay. Okay, I need to... I need to stop. Okay. Alright, cock is away. And that was day one of this weird series thing I'm doing. I hope you enjoyed. I did and did not. But I have to get back to work. So, yeah. Enjoy. I meant to say thank you, but I'm a little bit... yeah, so thank you, and listen for part two. So, this is like 15 minutes later, but I had an idea. If you made it all the way to the end of today's recording, thank you. Please subscribe to my subreddit, or just upvote me, whatever you want. No big deal. But if you'd like to help me with day two, please send me some filthy, raunchy DMs, and I'll read them tomorrow during my recording. So if you want, I figured it'd be a fun thing to get the audience involved. So yeah. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to edging for you tomorrow. Hey everyone, it is Loving Oral. It is day two of my building up to 2019 thing I'm doing. And today I thought I would do Simon Says's getting to know you hysterical questionnaire while I edged for you all. Fuck, I've been so goddamn horny all fucking night and day, and okay, I gotta take it slow. Yeah, I've been so goddamn horny. And I've been an idiot. And it's like, oh yeah, I can listen to, you know, random audios while I work and have sexy chats with people. No, I cannot. I've been, just call me, Priapus, because I definitely know what that Greek god was up to. Anyway, so the first question is, what's your favorite thing about your personality, and what's one thing you're working to change and or develop? And I, my favorite thing about my personality is I'm very emphatic. And I like to get to know people and talk to them, and I try to be really nice all the time. And what I'm working to change is I'm a little bit too trusting with that. So I feel like I need to be a little bit more guarded when it comes to when it comes to getting to know people. Question two is, what is one something about your appearance that you think is sexy, and what is something you don't particularly like? I think I have decent eyes. I've never thought they were sexy, but apparently, a bunch of you, well, like three of you, have, commented that my lips are really sexy, so I'll take it. One thing I don't particularly like is I have a little bit of a dad bod without the kids, so I just look like a schlubby, guy in his 30s, which is, like, the default body setting, so I'm trying to lose a couple of pounds, but we'll see. Number three is, what's the most recent thing that seriously turned you on? And I've been seriously turned on all fucking, like, the past 24 hours, but before the whole edging thing, probably, I will go through GWA, and God, save audios that I'm like, oh, I want to listen to this, but I don't have the time or whatever. And I found one on from a while ago. I want to pull it up because I want to give them credit because it seriously turned me the hell on. Hold on here 1 second. I'm actually, oh fuck. This is so riveting. I'm stroking and texting friend right now. This is, who doesn't know, so they're, this is kinky. Oh, you can probably hear my neighbors be crazy. I'm gonna give them credit. What audio was that? It was, I'm so sorry. This is so boring. Oh, it's on my main account. Damn it. Only Ender and Clover, their audio, my teacher bought my pussy. Usually I don't listen to age stuff, but that, like, seriously turned me the hell on, and I questioned myself a little bit after it, but it was really fucking hot. Number four, what's a hobby you have that people probably wouldn't expect of you? Oh, that's probably expected, but I act. I do a lot of community theater. I write. I am a big karaoke guy. And, I like to, play with my dog. And yes, if you ask nicely, I will show doggo pics. What's a turn on that you, that people probably wouldn't expect of you? It's not a turn on, I guess. Oh, I'm pretty basic when it comes to things that turn me on. Eyes, lips, legs, ass, heels. But if you're like, if we're out and you're like nice to the waiter or something, that, oh, and intelligence, if you're kind to people and you're intelligent, I will be like, yes, please. Hands down. And I will basically do your bidding. Number six. When's the last time you masturbated before this recording? What inspired you and what did you do? How long did it take you? The last time I masturbated, probably before the whole edging thing, was yesterday. Actually, before my friend and I talked and I started down this road, I've been chatting to some people, and it one chat got particularly heated. And that inspired me, and then I went on to Pornhub and found so side rant, my like main type of porn, if you ever want to, you know, during this, if you feel like, hey, let's tease that guy with some clips, is like attractive young women masturbating. It's my thing. It's always been like amateur stuff. And so I used to go to like X-Hamster and just like look at their, just search, you know, amateur bait or whatever. And like that was great. And then my brain was like, you do realize probably like none of these women know, have these videos up there. It's probably like revenge porn. And I'm like, damn you, woman. Or damn you, brain. Why? Why? Why did you have to ruin it for me? And then I went to Pornhub and found like verified. And I'm like, okay, there we go. But I went to Pornhub and found a couple of videos I really like. And I laid in bed like I'm doing now. And where was I? I laid in bed, watched the videos, and stroked, had a little lotion. It probably took me about 5 to 10 minutes. But yeah, that was it. The kinkiest thing I fantasize about, and the kinkiest thing I've done in real life. The kinkiest thing I fantasize about is probably some of the more taboo things, like you know, daddy dom. Actually, so I'm a switch, and the kinkiest thing is probably like my deepest fantasy, which I kind of like want to wake up, chained, tied to a bed, and find out that my partner, whoever I'm with, has rented me out to friends, strangers, and as long as they follow my limits, they're allowed to do whatever they want for me for however long they paid for. And it turns me the fuck on to think about it. Like, if I'm already in subspace and I think about that, I'm a goner. But the kinkiest thing I've done in real life, is probably I was like 5 minutes away from a threesome once. Wine was involved, and it was a weird situation. But my conscience got the better of me because he was dating a friend of mine who was not there. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna back out of this now and pass out while I listen to you two fuck above me. So that was lovely. But like the kinkiest thing I've actually participated in is probably made out and went down on a woman I was dating in a museum exhibit. I don't want to name it just because of location, but it was basically an exhibit that was an elevator that went through the layers of the earth. And fuck, I'm tripping free cum. And I I need to stop. Oh God, I taste so good. And the doors closed, and essentially, like, we were in there alone, the doors closed, and pretty much it was a dead, like, Wednesday morning, because this was in college, and she was wearing a cute sundress, and events transpired, and yeah, so that's probably the kinkiest thing I've done. My favorite thing about being part of GWA is just, I'm a bit of an exhibitionist, and I like the camaraderie, I like the community at this place, being sex positive and stuff, and yeah, so that's it. Now it says just, you know, keep masturbating until you come, but I'm just gonna lay here and stroke for a bit more, and I'm going to thank everyone who has teased me and sent me audios and recordings and messages. And chatted with me. And, yeah. So, thanks, everybody. I'm gonna stop now, because I fear I'm, like, right up to the edge. So, I'll give you a couple more strokes. Okay, gotta stop. Gotta stop. Yeah. All right, until tomorrow, GWA. Fuck. Dripping for you all. Bye. Hey everyone, it's Loving. Oh, fuck. Loving Laurel. It's day 3 of this fucking stupid edging thing I wrote myself into. And fuck. I'm just so fucking rock hard. All I think about is sex. I went out last night with some friends, and I was just, I was trying my best to hide the fact that I was just ogling everyone. I was a mess. Then I've been stupidly listening to audios. Fuck me. Another Redditor is doing the same thing I am, and her whimpers and moans have, like, and destroyed my will to live. Fuck. Her little whiny voice about how she wants to come. I want to come too. I want to come reading all your filthy messages that everyone has sent me. I want to come listening to the audios that people have sent me. I just want to come. Are so fucking heavy and they hurt because they're so full. Literally all I can think about is coming. All I can think about is coming hard and so fucking much. And scrolling through Reddit and talking to people, I found this glory hole audio, and that's always been like a huge fantasy of mine for some reason. I don't know why. I think it's just like the anonymity of it. But fuck, that almost did me in. Rubbing my thumb over my head, and my head is just streaming pre-cum. Maybe I'll attach a photo of just like my dripping cock, but fuck. So fucking good today. So I want to thank everyone who's been messaging me, and I want to just kind of read one out right now. So a friend of mine sent this. She said, "I would just love to get down on my knees in front of you and look up with my big doe eyes and say, 'Please, Daddy.' And then you would reach down and open your leather belt and pull your zip down and then say, 'Hold your hands behind your back and don't you dare move them.' And then you would pull your cock out and let me lick from the base to the tip. And then you would give me permission to take the head of your cock in my mouth and tell me to suck it. And the whole time I would make eye contact with you, be begging with you to make my eyes, or with my eyes, to let me have more and more. And then eventually when both of us were feeling pretty desperate, you would thrust your cock down my throat and hold me there while I carried on looking you in the eyes. And then you would let me breathe and back down again and repeat. It's only too bad you can't come down my throat because it's not next year yet." So, Freddy Jack, thanks for that. I fucking hate you. God. I would just love to have someone on their knees in front of me sucking me off right now. God, I'm literally convulsing every once in a while if I had a spot right. Yeah, apparently my neighbors are coming, so I apologize if you hear radio from me outside or anything. Ugh. I want to come. Oh, I want to come so bad. Talking to my cock like it's a dog. Calm down, boy. God. I fucking hate this. Why did I say this would be fun? God, I want to come so fucking bad. Oh, fuck. I have to go get ready. Oh, God, I just like... to go get ready, or I'm going to ruin this. Okay. I'll talk to you all tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Morning, everyone. It's loving oral. Woke up with a bit of a cold. So I apologize, you may hear some sniffs. I also woke up with an incredibly hard cock. So, yeah. Welcome to day four of me edging until 2019. Because I'm dumb and thought this would be fun. I mean, it is, because I like making audios for you guys, but the actual not coming part sucks. I don't know how anyone who did November did it, so kudos to you guys if you did it. I woke up just rock hard. Decided that I would record a quick audio today because I am like busy as hell because I have some errands to run and then I have to go hang out with my friends but okay, gotta stop. Where was I? Oh, I'm gonna hang out with friends and hang out with family. Oh God, my balls are so fucking heavy. Okay, back to stroking. Oh God, I'm leaking pre-cum already. First minute I can just get in bed and that was the most curly whimper ever. So I'm sure some of you enjoyed that. fucking hard. And all I can think about is someone just bending over and begging me to take them. I know the whimpers don't sound very dom-like, but I'm like in a dom mood today. So all I want to do is just take someone hard and rough. Someone at this New Year's Eve party I'm going to tomorrow will be into it, and after midnight I can just find a empty room, bend them over, rip their clothes off them, spread their legs, and fuck them. I mean, get consent first, obviously, but God, what time is it? Oh, I have to get ready. I don't want to. I'm only here and come, but I can't. I'm trying to will myself to, like, have a hands-free orgasm, but that's not happening. So, today's audio is going to be short, because I have to get ready, and I'm not feeling well, I'm sorry. But I will, I'll talk to you soon. Bye, GWI. Thanks for listening to this.
Loving oral. It's day 5. Still congested. But I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm gonna get to come hard for all of you. I can't wait. I'm tempting fate, but stroking hard, but I don't care. I've been kind of celebrating my listening to audios all day, listening to all you sexy women, and so fucking on you hot men just coming and talking dirty in the most delicious way, and all I want to do is fucking join you. All I want to do is someone have someone fuck me, take my ass while I fuck someone's tight little pussy. Oh God, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. I just want fucked and to fuck. Okay, stop. Just play with my fucking full balls. You really are missing something, because my pre-cum tastes so fucking good. I really love to have one of you just lick up and down my shaft while I return the favor to you is how I wanted that to sound, but then I moaned in between, so yeah. Oh. to my friend in the evening. Oh, please. I'll be good, I swear. Stop. Oh, fuck. Did my little voice just come out? I swear I'm not a little, but that came out of me, so... That's gonna be a tag. I'm pretty sure I can just come from out of course right now, but I don't want to. I want to have your mouth wrapped around me while I have my mouth on you. Oh God, just fuck me, please. Please. Please, just fuck me. Please. Tie me down and use me. I don't care. I don't care. Just... Oh, God. Fuck. Stop. That was close. Oh, God. I have this fantasy of just... being seduced by this. My fantasies tend to be heteronormative, so sorry guys, but a beautiful woman in like a tight dress tonight, just in heels, and maybe fishnets, a tight burgundy dress with a slit up the side, fishnets, black heels, and just taken into a host's bedroom and fucking on their bed, pinning to the wall, and grinding into her, showing how much I appreciate her choosing me, kissing and biting along her neck, and then picking her up, taking her over to the bed, making good use of the slit in that dress, and spreading her legs as far as it can go, sliding my hand between them, and just finding her soaked. Oh, fuck, I want that. Oh, God. Okay. I need to stop. Or else I'm gonna come and I don't wanna come. I wanna come, but I don't wanna come. I wanna see this through. Oh, God. Okay. Tomorrow, hopefully, I get to come. If not then, definitely the second. So. Until tomorrow, GWI. Bye.
Happy New Year. Fuck. Oh, I've been waiting for this for 5 goddamn days. I've been teasing myself all day. And just building up to this, etching even more. Because if you're gonna do something stupid like get your 5 days straight, then why the fuck not try to make it into a 6th? But I don't have to wait anymore. I can just fucking come for all of you. So, this is probably gonna be a wordless. Mostly wordless, but. I'm just gonna shut up and come. Oh, God. Oh.
wish you were here. I wish you were here laying beside me. Okay, this is gonna get, like, really cuddly because that's the mood I'm in, but just, I'm sorry. You wanted something else. I wish you were here laying beside me. Just running your hand up and down my body, teasing me, whispering dirty things in my ear. Like I've had all your audios in my ear today while I was teasing me. Teasing myself. I mean, I can't talk when I'm come drunk. Please. Please. Please talk dirty into my ear, baby. I want your hands on me, your body beside me. Your voice whispering the most delicious, filthy things in my ear. Tell me things that make me blush. I don't care. I just want to fucking come for you. Oh, baby, please. Please. Oh, God. All I want is to come for you. Oh, I'm gonna come for you, baby. Tell me how you want me to fuck you. Tell you how you want to fuck me. I don't care. I'll do anything for you. Anything. Just let me come. Don't you want my cum? You've been listening to me for the past 5 days. I'm gonna have such a fucking load for you. Oh, God. That's it. Tell me all your dirty fantasies. Call me daddy. Make me call you mommy or daddy. I don't care. Just use me. Tell me dirty, dirty things. And let me come while you're beside me. Holding me. Telling me how much you love watching me stroke for you. How much it turns you on. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm so fucking close. All I want to do is come for you, please. Please let me come. That's all I want. Dirty in my ear while I stroke faster for you. Can you hear how fast I'm stroking, baby? It's all for you. Oh, God, I'm so close. Oh, I'm so close. All I want to do is fucking come. I'm gonna come, baby. Oh God, here it comes, baby. Here it comes. I'm coming. Happy New Year. Oh.
Oh God. Fuck me. Jesus, tap dancing, motherfucking Christ. Oh. Oh God. Oh fuck. Oh, it tastes good. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year. God, I... fuck, I'm a mess. I turned this back on real quick. Just, I want to thank you for listening. Whether you listen to one or all of my weird idea that I had for this thing. Or, all the comments and encouragement you left, and all the teasing you left, but yeah, thank you, and I really hope 2019 is awesome for all you guys, because you're all amazing people, and this may be my favorite sub on Reddit, so thank you for listening, you're awesome, happy 2019.